Well, the president is going to come out and speak this morning about 10 o'clock about the two mass shootings, one in El Paso, one in Dayton over the weekend, less than 24 hours between the two incidents. Of course, the media, like CNN, focusing almost exclusively on El Paso because they believe they can hang that one on the president. That's their goal, to accuse the president of being responsible because the shooter there expressed an outrage over people coming into the country unchecked for the most part. Of course, they ignore the shooter in Dayton who is a self-proclaimed socialist who would support Elizabeth Warren's presidency. He said he's dead. The El Paso shooter is alive. And here to join me to talk more about this is Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can always find out more at crimeresearch.org. Dr. Lott, welcome back. Obviously, it's just a horrible, horrible weekend. And, of course, they're clamoring for gun control. Every failed presidential candidate that's a Democrat trying to make hay on the backs of the corpses in these two places. Where to begin today, sir?
I don't really even know where to begin on it. I'll just say, you know, these attacks on the president for supposedly this guy being a right winger. People ought to read his manifesto. We have a copy of it up at our website at crimeresearch.org. This guy has very similar views to the New Zealand killer. In fact, in the first sentence of his manifesto, he says that he has the same views as the New Zealand killer. And he's a radical environmentalist. The reason why he's a racist, the reason why he wants to stop immigration in the United States is the same reason that the New Zealand killer gave for wanting to stop immigration from third world countries into New Zealand and Australia, and that is overpopulation. He's worried that if you allow more people into those countries, or this killer allow more people from Mexico into the United States, having too many people in the country will put a strain on the environment and damage it. So
there you go. You know, that's a far left radical, just like the person in Dayton for different reasons. But they have, they being CNN, the New York Times, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, all trying to say, well, this guy was fired up by Trump's rhetoric. He's a far right, you know, white supremacist. And I read the thing front to back. I didn't see white supremacy there. I got what you got out of it in large part. Plus, the fact that he pointed out, he goes, my ideology will predate Trump, even though they will try to tell you that's what it's about. It's not. But they don't read that part of it. Right. They don't care what he writes, right? They only focus in on the fact that he didn't like people coming into the country, and so therefore they blame Trump.
Yeah, I have to say, the whole thing's surreal to me. You know, in March, I tweeted out something about the political views, having read the manifesto of that killer, and Twitter blocked my main account, my own personal account, because I tweeted out some references to the manifesto, because everybody wants to claim that the New Zealand killer is a right winger. Well, the only thing is, I mean, he's a racist. Not all racists are right wingers. Environmentalists, socialists are also racist.
That's right.
Many times.
But that's not the narrative, and doctor. So, I mean, that doesn't fit the narrative.
So now, over the weekend, I tweeted out things about this killer's beliefs in response to everybody else claiming that he's also a right winger. And last night, Twitter blocked the Crime Prevention Research Center account for tweeting out that this killer has the views that he has. So, I mean, it's pretty bizarre. You have the media wants to go and claim that these guys are right wingers. I dare anybody to actually read any of either of their statements and come away with that. I mean, the New Zealand killer calls himself a socialist. The guy that he most admires in politics was considered one of the fathers of European socialism. The country that he most admires politically is communist China.
So your Twitter account, hold on, I want to make sure your Twitter account remains blocked, your personal account, and now the Crime Research Center Twitter account is blocked.
Right, and both of them for similar things. Both of them saying that the original New Zealand killer was not some right-wing guy, that he called himself a socialist and had these environmentalist views. And I made the same type of tweet we did over the weekend with our Crime Prevention Research Center account with regard to this killer, just again referencing his manifesto. And now we're blocked for the Crime Prevention Research Center Twitter account.
So then it brings me back to, you know, I believe that these social media companies are too big, that they block discussion. I think they affect and impact the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. I do.
They're blocking one side.
I understand that. They're promoting one narrative. They're too powerful. And people that argue with me and say, well, they're a company, they can do what they want. Yeah, I suppose that's true. But when people, you know, interact this way and they block you from pointing out what's written by this guy, you're not taking a position. You're saying, here's what he wrote. This is what this means. Doesn't make him a right winger. Right. Makes him a left. Anyhow, where do we go from here? Yeah, the president's going to come out. We got about 1 minute left, Doctor. The president's going to come out at 10 o'clock, we're told. What do you think? You got about 30 seconds.
Well, my understanding is that there's a good chance he's going to go and push for red flag laws as response. You know, I think that's too bad. I mean, here you have a law that can actually be counterproductive, that people are going to be afraid to go and talk to others if they're depressed. I have one woman who I know very well, whose husband was killed in front of her by a stalker. And you face the situation now that she may be afraid to, or would have been afraid at that time, to go and talk to others about being depressed, because she'd be afraid then that somebody would, maybe well-meaning, would try to take away her gun. She just had her husband killed in front of her. She's had stalker. And now you want to make it so she can't defend herself? Well, people are afraid to talk to loved ones, doctor, or others.
Got to leave it there, but we'll be following this. Trust me, we'll see what the president has to say. Dr. John Lott, back after this.